Recipes. This month's recipes have been submitted by the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina. There's a photo on the page, the caption, Kim Diggs stands with her husband Parnell and their son Jordan. Sausage Cheese Dip by Kim Diggs. Kim Diggs is the wife of Parnell Diggs, the president of the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina. Ingredients. 1 pound hot sausage. 1 large jar of thick and chunky salsa. 16 ounces cream cheese. Method. Brown sausage. Remove grease. Keep on low heat. Mix in cream cheese and salsa. Serve hot on chips of your choice. Potato Casserole by Kim Diggs. Ingredients. 1 32-ounce package, frozen hash brown potatoes, 2 cans of cream of potato soup, 2 8-ounce packages sour cream, 2 cups grated sharp cheese, 1 1/4 cups Parmesan cheese. Method. Thaw potatoes. Mix all together. Put in greased 9-by-13-inch dish. Bake for 40 minutes at 350 degrees. Dirt Dessert by Kim Diggs. Ingredients. 1/2 stick butter or margarine, softened. 1 8-ounce package cream cheese, softened. 1 cup powdered sugar. 4 cups milk. 2 large packages instant vanilla pudding. 1 12-ounce container frozen whipped topping, thawed. 2 20-ounce packages Oreos. Method. Cream butter, cream cheese, and powdered sugar in a large bowl. In another bowl, mix milk, pudding, and whipped topping. Combine mixtures. Crush Oreos, not too fine. Put 1/3 of crushed Oreos in bottom of foil-lined clay pot or plastic sand pail. Add 1/2 pudding mixture. Layer 1/3 crushed Oreos and remaining filling. Top with remaining crumbs. Can garnish with plastic greens, flowers, or gummy worms to serve. Orange Fluff Jell-O Salad by Kim Diggs. Ingredients. 1 large package cook and serve vanilla pudding, 4.6 ounces. 1 large package orange Jell-O, 6 ounces. 2 cups water. 16-ounce container Cool Whip. 1/2 bag mini marshmallows. 20-ounce can pineapple tidbits, drained. 22 ounces mandarin oranges, drained. 2 or 3 bananas, sliced, optional. Method. Mix together pudding, Jell-O, and water over medium heat until it boils. Remove from heat and pour into a large mixing bowl. Refrigerate until mixture has thickened, about an hour. Beat until creamy. Fold in Cool Whip, marshmallows, and fruit. Chill for about an hour before serving. If desired, top with sliced bananas just before serving. Salmon Pâté by Shelley Koppel. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Shelley Koppel with her husband, Frank. Shelley is the president of the NFB of South Carolina Blind Seniors Division and the wife of NFB of South Carolina First Vice President Frank Koppel. Ingredients, 1 can salmon, drained. 1/2 small package, frozen salad shrimp, thawed and drained, approximately 1 cup. 1 12-ounce bottle seafood cocktail sauce. 1 small bunch green onions, finely chopped. 1 8-ounce package cream cheese, softened. 1/4 cup bacon bits, real ones preferred. 5 to 6 Ritz crackers, crushed. Method. In a bowl, combine all of the ingredients. Stir well to thoroughly mix in the cocktail sauce and cream cheese. Put into a container and refrigerate. Can divide up and save it for later. This recipe freezes well. Serve with raw vegetables or on crackers. Serves a bunch. Impossible Quiche by Shelley Koppel. Ingredients. 1 1/2 cups cooked breakfast meat, chopped. 1 cup shredded cheese. 1 1/2 cups milk. 1/4 cup margarine, melted. 3 eggs. 1/2 cup Bisquick. 1/2 cup chopped onion, optional. Method. Place the breakfast meat in the bottom of an 8x8 baking dish or a pie plate and cover this meat with the shredded cheese. Combine melted butter, milk, eggs, and Bisquick in a mixing bowl. Pour this egg mixture over the meat and cheese in the baking dish. Bake for about 35 minutes at 350 degrees. No need to grease the dish because of the butter in the mixture. Notes. You can use 8 cooked slices of bacon or some kielbasa as the breakfast meat. I have also used raisins instead of meat and cheese. I eat gluten-free and have substituted gluten-free Bisquick and had it work just as well as the original. Tortilla Roll-Ups by Shelley Koppel. Ingredients. 1 package 8-inch flour tortillas. 8 ounces pre-made dip, any of the type found in the dairy case of your grocery store. 8 ounces grated cheese. 1 small can chopped black olives. 4 green onions, chopped. Method. Mix all of the ingredients except the tortillas. Spread the mixture onto the center of the tortillas. Roll up the edges of the tortillas. Refrigerate them until they set up. Cut them into 1-inch circles and serve. This mixture can also be used as a chip dip. Crock-Pot Smothered Steak by Shelley Koppel. Ingredients. 2 pounds round steak cut into strips. 1/3 cup flour. 1 teaspoon salt. 1/4 teaspoon pepper. 1 large onion sliced, 1 green pepper sliced, 1 1-pound canned tomatoes, 4 ounces mushrooms drained, 2 tablespoons molasses optional, 3 tablespoons soy sauce, 16 ounces French cut frozen green beans. Method: in a bowl, stir together flour, salt, and pepper. Dip the steak strips into this mixture and place into the crock pot. Add the rest of the ingredients into crock pot. Cook on high 4 to 5 hours or on low for 8 hours. Collard Greens by Darlene Houck. Darlene Houck is the wife of David Houck, the director of the Federation Center of the Blind in Columbia, South Carolina. It is better to get your collard greens from a farmer's market or a local produce stand. Make sure each bunch is a good size and that the leaves are fresh, not discolored or bug-eaten. First, cut the leaves off the stems and wash them in water. Then place a few leaves flat on a clean surface and cut them into small pieces, 2 to 3 inch square. Place the cut leaves into a saucepan with melted butter and sauté until softened. Then place them in a pot. Once you have completed the process, you can place the pot on the stove and boil the greens in water for about 30 minutes. Then they are ready to serve. The leaves should not taste bitter. If you have more than you expect to use after they are sautéed, you can place the extra in 1-gallon freezer bags and freeze until needed. When frozen, place into water and let boil for 30 minutes before serving. This goes well with black-eyed peas and cornbread, especially for New Year's Day.